We've walked along to stop two now, which is we're standing right next to a bend in the road sign, and very close to the bend in the road. I mean, has the road always been here?
No, the road was built in the 1850s, and in fact the road is really what consolidated the ridge and holds it all together. And before the 1850s, if you look at old maps, the ridge was breached in various places by the sea, and so the lake would have had salt water mixed with it, and wouldn't be the habitat it is today. So really the road, laying down the road, consolidated everything, held it all together. But it doesn't always last, because even today severe storms can damage it. And in 2001 there was a really bad storm that undermined the road, washed away the foundations of the road, and they had to rebuild it a bit further inland.
You were saying that this road was breached by a storm. Does that mean that with global warming, as the seas rise, it's more and more likely to happen?
I think it must do.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the sea level is definitely rising. And the more it does so, the more likely it is the road's going to get damaged again. There was an idea that they might not rebuild the road at all, they just leave it to nature.
Yeah. Right.
But that's been overruled for the time being.
Where we're standing now, you can actually, I think, see where the road once was and how it's perhaps been moved back.
That's right, yes, yeah. The old road was severely damaged in January in 2001 in a major storm, and the road was undermined and had to be, it was right on the edge of the shingle by then, and it had to be moved inland about 30, 40 metres inland. It's now taking a sort of detour inland from about where the monument is to Street Gate.
So setting off again now then, very clearly we can see the War Memorial Obelisk, which is our next stop.
Do we walk on the grass again? It's a bit of a struggle here, isn't it?